From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia farmers increased acreage in corn, cotton, peanuts, and soybeans in 2021, according to the June acreage report for the National Agricultural Statistics Service. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, Georgia corn acres were up 9.5% from 2020 numbers at roughly 460,000 acres. Cotton was up slightly at about 1.2 million acres. Georgia peanuts were up 2% at an estimated 830 acres, and soybean acres were up 30% at 130,000 acres. Ruling in favor of the American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit overturned part of a 2019 rule permitting the year-round sale of gas blended with 15% ethanol. National Farmers Union President Rod LaRue says he's deeply disappointed, and restricting the sale of E15 during the summer isn't just outdated and unnecessary, it's actively harmful. He's urging the administration and Congress to find other opportunities to expand the use of higher ethanol blends. If you know an outstanding leader in the Apple industry, nominate them for 2021 Apple Man or Woman of the Year. Nominations are due July 30th. ThePacker.com will present the award during the U.S. Apple Association's 2021 Apple Crop Outlook and Marketing Conference, August 19th and 20th in Chicago. Kari Stannard, president of New York Apple Sales, was named 2020 Apple Woman of the Year last August, just the second woman to be so honored.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.